The following Northwest Regional News Story was produced in cooperation with a consortium of public radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
If you cook or heat with natural gas, brace yourself for bigger bills. Residential customers of Puget Sound Energy will see their gas rates go up by 9% on October 1st. Other Washington and Oregon gas companies are seeking approval for rate increases between 6 and 10% beginning November 1st. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
This is the fourth consecutive year of rate increases. It's a direct result of high wholesale natural gas prices. Regulators are allowing gas companies to pass on the cost of the supply contracts they signed to keep us warm this winter. Lately, though, wholesale natural gas prices have been sliding. Ken Zimmerman of the Oregon Public Utility Commission says customers might get a break in the next rate go-around.
If this trend continues, and I think it will continue, then yes, next year there will be an adjustment, probably a slight, not great, decline.
Zimmerman says high prices have reduced demand for natural gas and prompted more exploratory drilling. He predicts all the factors combined should keep a lid on natural gas prices for the coming year. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
An oxygen-deprived dead zone off the Central Oregon coast is showing its first signs of reviving. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
This week, researchers from Oregon State University measured improved oxygen levels in the shallower ocean waters just offshore. In August, underwater oxygen readings sank to near zero and turned broad sections of the seafloor into a graveyard of crabs, starfish, and other sea life. Marine ecologist Francis Chan says the low readings have lasted much longer than anyone expected.
We're trying to add additional research cruises over the next few weeks so that we can keep tracking this phenomenon. We actually thought that we would be done by now.
Scientists are waiting for sustained strong winds to stir up the water column and blow the dead zone away. The naturally occurring phenomenon has been detected before, but never this bad. Chan says it's the worst ever seen in about 50 years of regular measurements off the Oregon coast. The ocean off Washington's Olympic coast is monitored less intensively, but there were intermittent reports of dead zones and fish kills there, too, this past summer. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.